Editor. I feel compelled to write to the Outlook given the recent unthinkable events unfolding across our Canadian shores in Ukraine. Prior to this, the last 4 weeks in Canada have been very troubling, seeing endless imagery of the so-called freedom convoys and the shameful use of the Canadian flag on multitudes of trucks, additionally decorated with profanity projected against elected government officials. Any reader who was in question as to what it means to lose your freedom in Canada needs to strongly revisit their position. In Ukraine, this is what it is like to lose freedom and liberty, to lose democracy and free will, and it is all truly terrifying. It is the time to celebrate Canada proudly and how incredibly well as a nation we have all weathered the fog of the pandemic and the freedom we have always had and have taken for granted. The fact that not a single fatality occurred while dismantling the enormous volatile blockades and protests is a huge testament to the professional restraint demonstrated by so many departments of law officers across this country. So to all of the RCMP officers, fire department, EMS and first responders that every day go out into our community, regardless of the most severe weather conditions or facing the challenging adversity of human behavior, I truly commend and salute all of your efforts keeping us safe. We have so much to be grateful for in the Bow Valley and this extraordinary country of ours. Tim Noakes, Banff.